The Crosstalk Unhinged podcast is brought to you by BlueChew.com. Get the chewables that give you the confidence you need and the performance you both want when it's time to have fun. BlueChew.com, promo code unhinged.
Here's a little story I like to tell about four bad brothers you know so well. They had a little segment back in history with Carmen, Yurko, Wildo, and Sylvie. That's right, motherfuckers, Crosstalk is back. But you can only hear it if you have this app. ESPN 1000 Chicago, look under Wildo and Sylvie, Carmen and Yurko. Uncut, uncensored, and never discreet. You will like this as much as Carmen likes feet. 30 minutes of talking shit amongst friends. Crosstalk unhinged. Let the show begin.
What the fuck is up? Here we are, all four of us together.
Here we are.
And hopefully less awkward than last week.
That's not possible.
You guys okay?
It might be
awkward. I think I'm glad I missed that fucking
I wish you were here. Expedition. We talked aliens.
But you would have liked the conversation.
Yeah, of course.
But I don't want to go back there. I don't want to go back down that rabbit hole.
Go backwards. Go forward.
Let's go forward.
Yes. This is going to be our last one together for a while, right?
Because yes.
Sylvie's going to Italy.
Waddle will be in South Carolina.
Waddle's going to South
fuck
Carolina.
Out of here.
Yurk, are you going to Pinehurst soon?
Nope.
November? No. November?
Nope.
No, you're not going to Pinehurst this year?
Where are you going, John?
I went to Pinehurst in March.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You were there in March.
November,
what's
guys?
Your what's your next trip? What's
Vegas.
Vegas,
baby.
The week,
I hear you guys may have qualified for a trip as
where do I submit our video?
L.A. Chargers game. That Sunday night game allows me to leave here Tuesday night, play golf Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
That's beautiful.
Come home on Sunday and then do the post-game show
That's
Sunday.
Beautiful.
What a fucking trip that is.
Right? How about it?
Well, I mean, it's not that complicated.
No, where, I didn't say it was complicated. Well, that's
I'm,
a great
I'm
trip.
I'm telling you, it's not a complicated
Where do I send
trip.
The video?
ESPNChicagoContest.com.
That's where I have to send it?
Yes. For the Vegas trip, deadline is Friday at 4.
Can we win?
No.
I think
you work for the radio
win.
Station.
Fuck.
You could come with us to Vegas.
Do you
book
think
your
trip. Entry would be with winners
I
worthy?
I think it's not. I think it's to the top right now.
Really?
So this is making fun of our pre-show video.
Where do I send it to?
No,
ESPN
this
Chicago
is doing
contest.
A pre-show video.
Doing a pre-show
we
video.
We made it very timely about what's happening today in sports.
Oh, you went straight.
Not really.
No,
you played
not
it
really.
Straight.
I didn't.
Not really. Either did I really?
You, a little bit.
You were me.
Look
yes,
at Eric. Eric.
I was you.
Eric was the cameraman, and he's fucking giggling like a little kid back there.
Eric, how, a scale of 1 to 10. How'd they do?
Oh, I thought it was great. Honestly, the best part of it was one, Carm brought props.
Do I get a...
I don't hear it.
Can you not hear
it?
I
don't
hear
it.
I hear Eric.
What'd he say? Translate.
I said Carm brought props, and Yurko nailed his Sylvie. Nailed it.
Do you hear him now?
Yeah, now I hear him. I'm my headphone. One more time, Eric.
All right, yeah, so Carm brought a bunch of props, which were terrific, to really get the essence of Waddle.
He played Waddle.
Let's put it this way. Waddle...
He played Waddle.
...walked in and saw me, and... Almost
Started
fell down
laugh.
Laughing. And he said,
Started
don't show Sylvie, let him
oh, really?
Be surprised. He almost fell down laughing.
Did you bring a dildo or what?
I did not
what
bring,
do you
a dildo.
Mean, bring a dildo.
I don't even know what that means.
To
I don't even know what that means.
Why'd you go to dildo land?
Was Tommy sitting on that?
What
I
are
mean,
you
really,
on?
Yeah,
usually.
What the hell's wrong with
the
you?
What the fuck does that mean?
I have no idea what that means.
He usually doesn't want to participate in the pre-show video.
I mean, I don't want to...
He's sitting on a dildo. You didn't know this?
I don't want to come into work and get fired today. No, I didn't bring in a dildo. I mean, Jesus.
What is wrong with you? Like, seriously.
Ronnie Mundo.
Of all of the things you could have actually mentioned, why a dildo?
All right, ESPN Chicago contest.
Why are dildos on your mind?
I don't have one.
I know why. I
mean, there's not one in the house.
Sick what bastard. Kind of props would you be bringing?
Well, props says, that you would think would represent Tom Waddle.
Why would you think immediately when you say prop, you'd say dildo?
Yeah, like, I you meant know props what? To play
you know,
Waddle.
You know what
I brought
this
in...
is? This is Family, or not, what is it, Family Feud with Steve Harvey?
Yeah.
It's Steve Harvey. Yeah, you went dildo.
What did,
yeah.
What did
name something that you'll find in your kitchen drawer. Sylvie goes, dildo!
Dildo, of course.
What did
Everyone's
Bruce,
got a dildo.
What was Bruce, was it Bruce Smith who blurted
a
something?
Penis.
No. I think it was.
Penis.
The best is, have you seen the Stephon Diggs one?
No.
I think it was Stephon Diggs. I hope I have that right. Oh, my God. It was like, finish the phrase, all right? Which, this is so funny. You guys have
the
to watch it.
The outtakes for, or the, you
dude,
know, the bloopers
like,
from this are so good.
Finish the phrase, right? Yeah. And Steve Harvey goes, leave it. And Stephon Diggs goes, in. And Trubisky, and Trubisky was on there with him. And you see Trubisky in the background. Trubisky loses it. They all did. They're like, are you fucking kidding me? It was awesome. Steve Harvey couldn't believe it. Leave it in. It was fucking great.
That is great.
And I'm almost positive it was Stephon Diggs.
You're
I hope
right.
I have that right.
I think you're right.
It was so funny.
What was the Bruce Smith one? It was like, find a tool that you'd find in a toolbox or something. And he said, a wrench. And someone already said it. He goes, penis. Something like that.
See? You got to love Family Feud.
Oh, it's the best.
It is, and Steve Harvey is by far the best host.
No doubt.
He's by far. Usually,
Richard Dawson.
He was phenomenal. You're right, and he's the OG.
Steve Harvey's good.
He's the OG, but there's nobody better. I would put Steve Harvey up there as one of the greatest game show hosts in the history of game show hosts.
It's hilarious.
He is pretty great. Yeah. What's the one, Wado, you just said? Chicken. That's fucking great.
About Popeye,
right? What did Popeye eat? Right? He's like, chicken. She's all
confident. You got to go back to, like, there's some great classics. You go back to the Hollywood, what was it, the Newlywed Game with Bob Eubanks years ago. Where's the craziest place you've made whoopee?
Yeah.
And some dude goes, that'd be in the butt, Bob.
In the butt, yeah. In the butt? Fucking great, dude. How come this isn't working? ESPNChicagoContests.com?
ESPNChicagoContests.com.
Contest, not contest. /dildo.
Jesus.
Yes.
/ Waddle's dildo.
ESPNChicagoDildo.com.
I don't have a dildo.
No, I know you don't. ESPN.
There's not a dildo in my house.
Really?
I don't know.
I'm being 100% honest.
Are you 1,000% sure?
Yes.
You live with five women.
You crossed over from wife to children. That's a little crossing the line. That's strike two for you.
Yesterday I was talking about his dog possibly dying, now today.
Come on. You're talking about his daughter's apparatus. That's not funny. I meant his wife.
Should we talk about the possibility you may be getting arrested in Italy this weekend?
Talking about analytics.
Getting thrown in an Italian jail?
This is an analytical play. That's all it was. Yeah, it's an analytics play.
You don't know?
No, none of my kids live at home.
I'm not talking about the kids.
Yes. Why would that be something that we would hide?
I don't think. Maybe you just aren't aware. I don't know. Maybe.
Why would she hide that from me?
I guess she wouldn't. I don't think she would.
Like, there's I have a pocket pussy hidden in my office.
That's awesome. I haven't heard of a pocket pussy in a while.
Hidden in the attic. What are you guys talking about?
Maybe you check the shoe boxes?
Yeah,
I don't
know.
Does
she have any sort of toys in the house?
What do you guys have hidden from your significant other?
They're not hidden.
That's my point.
You want to see my pocket pussy? Right here. This is my pocket pussy.
I don't want to see
right here.
That's a child's hand.
That's disturbing, yeah. That's crossing the line, too.
Yeah, you fucking crossed the line.
Hey, you got a child's hand.
Pocket pussy. That is so good.
Did you see the way he held that hand?
What about?
He held it like with the smallest little circle you could probably do it with.
You know.
I mean, what's wrong with you,
look,
kid?
If
that's not a self-confession, I don't know what it is.
Well, what do you think? Look at the hand.
When I talk about my masturbatory grip, I got two hands. And it's like I'm holding the two-liter.
Two hands and a huge imagination.
Two-liter. It's like I'm holding a two-liter Coca-Cola in my hand.
Look at the hand. What do you think I got downstairs?
I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
But you may find out in an Italian prison. What do you mean? You're talking about killing my dog.
That's right. You got two immaculate conceptions
killing
going on.
Killing a dog and suggesting I have a dildo.
I'm suggesting
maybe that there is a sexual toy in my house because
I don't understand the dildo thing. Though that
the whole dildo thing, Sylvie, you just volunteered that. What's a little disturbing?
You said props.
All right, what? Maybe a vibrator? Maybe not a dildo? Maybe a vibrator?
No, there's not one.
Silver bullet won't slow you down. Silver bullet.
No.
All right. I trust you would know.
We're old and old fashioned. You know, what do you got? Something you're plugging into the wall, Carm? I mean,
makes
it sound like a vacuum cleaner? What does it do?
We do have a built-in vacuum.
It's gas-powered.
Yeah. No, now you just charge it. You know, you plug it into your computer. Easy peasy.
You ain't got the Mr. Fister.
What does it do? Yeah. Also tapes
I don't
what
have
you're
the
doing?
Mr. Fister.
The Mr. Fister?
No, I don't have the Mr. Fister.
What's the Mr. Fister?
Well, I can imagine.
You've never been in an adult bookstore?
I can imagine what the Mr. Fister is.
Well, I mean, like back when I was younger. When we were driving to Milwaukee.
I just want to be on the record. I have no interest in Mr. Fister.
We would drive.
You know what a dildo looks like, right?
Yeah, what's the Mr. Fister?
Just imagine what the Mr. Fister would look like.
Just imagine what the Mr. Fister looks like.
Really?
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah.
Surprised you're not familiar with it.
You ever see when they bring out the attachment?
What the fuck does that mean?
You ever see they got the Makita drill and then it's got the attachment on it?
Makita drill? Is that a Stan Makita slap shot?
No, Makita. If you want to have a lot of fun, you put a boxing glove
Old
over the
Milwaukee.
Top.
You ever hear the story about when the guy thought, you know, because you've seen the video where sit there and they pull it out and they utilize it on a woman. And the guy,
somewhere once where I saw it live. I saw it happening.
Wait, what'd you see?
You were there too.
You were on.
You don't remember this?
Wait, what is this?
The drill with the dildo.
The drill rod.
The drill rod. Yes, right. Exactly. No, you don't have to be on the set of a porn movie to see it.
No,
yes.
You don't have to.
I've been with Sylvie and we've seen that.
I've seen an eggplant utilized
multiple times.
I've seen an eggplant utilized in a way no eggplant should ever be utilized again.
Okay, guys. You know this is the one that's finally getting us canceled. We're going out the blaze of glory.
Dude, this is the one that finally.
This is it. This is the one.
It's actually. It's not fun.
It's not fun at all.
It
was stupid.
Yeah, it's dumb. You're watching it and you're like, what are we doing?
Stupid.
This isn't fun.
Thing I said was, there's no way that eggplant's fitting inside there. And then I go, oh my.
Now, when you're romantic with your partner, it can be fun. Not eggplants. That's weird. But like toys can be fun. That's
how about
fun.
A pumpkin?
A pumpkin?
Yeah.
For what?
I don't know. You said no eggplant. No.
Well, he's talking about eggplant.
Most of the time, you're looking at squash, zucchini. Yeah, they work their way up to the eggplant.
We don't need any of that.
They work their way up to the eggplant. I mean,
toys
not,
can be fun.
It's not Parmesan eggplant. It's just eggplant.
Corn on the cob.
I mean, come on. What are we talking about here? You know.
So what are you guys going to do for your future employment?
I don't know.
I don't know what I'm going to do either. Maybe I'll be a starter at a golf course or something.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Not a bad game.
Free golf.
I'm going to go work at a distillery.
Yeah.
Make whiskey.
What are you going to do?
Carmen's going to go put his hand in the mash.
I am going to put my hand in the mash.
And taste it.
I'm going to finger the mash. That's what you do at the distillery. Yes.
He's doing the monster mash.
That mash burn.
All right.
See, this is all because I thought one of the props was a dildo. Never would have gotten here.
Yeah, good amazing. For you.
We could have alien talk, or we could talk about that.
As we circle back to the dildo conversation, I'm still like a little disturbed as to why.
Like when I said
you're happy, but you're happy.
Tyler and I tag that address isn't working. I must be putting it in wrong. So I just send it to Tyler and Meller. They'll take care of it. But they're laughing at it.
Okay, good. We'll play.
Meller says, "Winner, pack your bags for Vegas."
Yeah. I don't even
know what the good kids' participation is in it. I just saw you.
I'm not kidding, dude. Waddle came walking around the corner.
I thought I was going to fucking fall over.
Carmen's the star.
Carmen's
the star.
Almost fell over laughing. Because, dude, I haven't laughed that hard in a while.
That's good.
And I didn't even hear any of the dialogue.
I tried to get my Sylvie away from Harry. Remember how I used to do a Harry impression, and I used it for Sylvie and Harry?
Yes.
So my Sylvie impression totally avoided the Harry impression.
Oh, good.
So it's fresh, new. It's a weird voice, but
you
want to
speak of props. The prop Yurko was looking for was a teddy bear. And
little
I'm like,
cubby
what
bear.
What does that have to do with Sylvie?
And I was going
to
have Sylvie. I love my cubs, and he'd be fingering her.
For a teddy bear.
I brought up a dildo. He wanted me to finger a teddy bear.
It's true. You guys are sick motherfuckers.
We didn't have it.
Come on, Jed. Come on over here, Jed.
Sick bastard.
Is that what you call your teddy bears, Jed?
No. Yeah, that's what he calls his teddy bears, Jed. Hi, Jed. Will you hold the kids?
He calls it Schwarber. Come on, who are we kidding?
Yeah, no doubt.
That's a big bear, though.
That's
the big bear that you win at the carnival.
That's the
big bear.
Yeah.
Carmen, you're going to have to carry the show today. I don't want to take
today.
Us away from
anything. The fuck? Today. It's every fucking day.
Carmen, you're going to have to carry the show
good,
today.
That's good, Sylvie.
Why? NBA draft tonight. I mean, really,
and the Bulls
don't
even have a fucking pick.
And the Bulls don't have zero picks. What are we doing here? we got to discuss it, but what are we doing here?
You can talk White Sox baseball.
Call up Friedel. Call up Fran Fraschilla. Call up whoever the fuck wants to come on.
Fran Fraschilla.
To talk about what the fucking Bulls will not do. Hey, what will the Bulls not do? The Bulls will not do anything.
That's good. You should list all the things the Bulls won't do.
Yeah, let's do that on the show today. Yes. Things the Bulls won't
do. The Bulls won't get Kyrie.
I mean, like, even the Celtics are taking a big swing. You know, like, even the Celtics.
Somebody made a trade yesterday.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. The Celtics look at that, and we don't want to do sports here. We'll do it on the show later.
But like, I'm going to bring it up with you.
Yeah, we'll do it for
our crosstalk. We're making fun of me a little bit because
we have a baseball practice tonight from 6 to 8, my son does. And I was like, should I be checking?
You really got to watch the
I'll be on the golf course.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, I was thinking to myself, like, am I going to miss anything? But I'm like, you know what? They're not even going to do anything.
I like watching the NBA draft.
No, don't get me wrong. If I weren't, when I get home, I will. I'll put it on. I will
cut my dick and watch it bleed.
That sounds awful.
You know what? You might want one. Prince Albert. You're ready for Prince Albert.
That sounds awful.
What would you do?
Like a paper cut or with a knife?
Oh, God. What would Kara say if you came home with a Prince Albert?
Pack your shit.
She'd say about fucking time.
She could be stimulated.
She'd say about fucking time.
Why would she?
Finally bringing me something special and different down there.
Why in the world would she want?
Instead of that emaciated piece of shriveled cock you bring to the party. Every fucking day. Thank God you're bringing something different.
Why would a piece of metal,
I'll tell you what,
probably not clean, make the situation any better? You hooded fuck. Are you even capable of having that procedure?
If anybody needs it, it needs to be this fucking guy. I can get the whole kazoo tied up.
Stimulate the clitoris a little bit more with that thing.
Can you imagine though? Time out. If you did it wrong, it would cover your fucking pee hole, and you may fucking die of not being able to take a piss.
Oh, God. In
35 years,
awful.
Still trying to find a clit. I mean, where's it at?
It's there somewhere. You don't know where the G-spot is.
It's there somewhere. I do know where the G-spot is.
You can find it.
You know that, but you don't
in
know.
In and under. In
why
and
would
under.
Anybody, in, why would anybody in, want to get their penis pierced?
It's disgusting.
Horrible.
It's the. I mean, I can't imagine.
And by the way, when you talk about sensory, you know, receptors. Like, there's certain parts, like your earlobes don't have, like, you can do anything to them. Like, you don't feel like your elbows.
Your weenus.
That's your elbow skin.
Your penis is different than your weenus.
Your penis has got a lot more sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not fucking messing around down there.
I want the obvious shirt printed up that says in and under.
Well, that's what it is.
In and under.
Here goes right.
Two in and under.
Can we get Joe just to make that for the four of us?
In and under.
Eric, put that on the show description, just like the third line today. In and under. With no context.
Maybe the hardest thing I do every week is trying to figure out how the hell to write a description for this show.
That's what I love.
I've heard two in the pink, one in the stink. I've never heard of in and under.
Oh, come on.
In
yeah, and you under. Never done it's like
just. Have you ever heard one in the pink, two in the
under. In and under. In and under.
Waddle's going nuts. He's got two in the stink now.
Yeah. This is the dirtiest one we've done.
This is the last one.
We need two in the stink.
I said,
what do you got? The deep tunnel project down there?
I've heard, obviously, two in a pink, one in a stink. Yeah. Have you ever heard of one in the pink, two in a stink?
This might be
Come on, this might be it, you guys.
This might be it.
You've definitely.
We're talking about two and under, in and under. It's like, whoa.
What is that?
That's a great technique. Great technique, yeah. Check it out for yourself sometime.
Good technique. This is it.
We're here to help.
Goodbye, everybody.
We're here to help.
It's over.
Turn out the lights.
I don't think there's a problem.
The party's over.
This is what we were brought here for, fellas.
Do you guys want to? I mean, we could stay on this, or we can keep pushing the envelope.
Did
or,
you see any feet in New York that you enjoyed?
No.
Yeah. No,
I wasn't paying attention.
I mean, it was warm.
Some sandals.
Can I ask you a serious question? I know this is being taken about 11:30.
I'm not a freak about it.
It's just something I like.
Your head's got to be on a swivel.
You're
in New York.
You're walking around Manhattan.
Yeah.
It's warm.
I didn't notice.
You didn't see anybody with nice feet.
No. I didn't notice.
He wasn't looking because
really
he was with his daughter.
I was with my daughter. I wasn't looking.
I've been with my kids, and my head's always been on a swivel.
Looking
for a good set of cans.
Well, that's a little easier
nice
to notice.
Set of yoga pants.
That's a little easier to notice.
The yoga pants is the best.
Yeah.
It's the greatest invention.
They're very revealing.
It's not just the invention. It's that became the trend.
The best.
The go-to trend for women to wear.
Everywhere.
It's just like,
God bless.
Leisure. Well, right. It's like, wear this everywhere.
Do you think there's anything that we put on and women are like, oh, thank God.
Yeah.
thank God that this happened. Yes. And men, like, no. There's nothing, right?
I'd say the white tank top, you know? Yeah, a little bit of gravy on it.
There's honestly nothing, right? Like, there's nothing, there's no trend in men's fashion where girls are like, oh, I can't believe it's so great that men wear
Speedo?
Though.
No?
Speedo style.
I think the coat.
How about the Greg Norman?
Most guys look like we're freezing.
It comes with an insert.
All right, most guys aren't Greg Norman, though. Yeah, if you're Greg Norman, sure. No, it's no wonder he'd walk down the beach and every, you know, most of
I'm would surprised
probably,
he wasn't wearing a Speedo.
It's incredible. He can't wear a Speedo, dude. It'd hang out the bottom. I mean, there's no fucking way.
Underneath.
I don't know, dude. There's nowhere to tuck that thing.
Up and under.
You want to talk up and under. He'd have to put it like right between his own. He'd have to do like Buffalo Bill style, fucking Silence of the Lambs, you know?
I told tuck you the story, back. Didn't you? Did I tell you this? I always tell these stories over and over again because I forget. My buddy Phil Vogel, one of my best friends from home, did it in our football locker room.
Awesome.
So he was running up and down, you know, trying to be a fucking wise
the
ass.
Buffalo Bill. Up.
Fucking he was awesome. Doing the Buffalo Bill.
Yeah.
So our coach saw him doing it. He goes, oh, you think you're funny, Vogel? Yeah. Come back here in the coach's office and do that for all of your fucking coaches.
It's awful.
They made him come in there and do.
Talk about. That's embarrassing.
That's a fireable offense these days.
No doubt. Probably. I mean, there was nothing creepy about it. They were just
come
like Vogel. Dance
for the coaches.
They were trying to embarrass him.
Trying to embarrass the shit out of him. Oh, yeah, hilarious. That's what Norm would
Hey, by the way, this is an. I'm the king of the odd transition, but any news on the submersive?
I was going to bring that up. Is that
the submersible? Has anybody? I mean,
as we are taping this,
it's 11:30 or 11:45 on Thursday. They have officially run out of oxygen.
Well, I saw one report that said but this is from the guy, the co-founder of the company, is saying it's being misrepresented how much.
By the way, do you know
left.
That this well,
they,
isn't
they, they have more?
Well, this, that's what he said.
This wow. isn't this no isn't more, this isn't the first more. Time they've done this. A guy in Lake Forest did this
on this same craft?
On this same vessel.
Well, we got to get him on.
Do you know him?
No,
no.
I read an article about it today.
Did I read that? Like, there
and have you seen the inside of it?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
You're basically just sitting cross.
You're sitting in a bathtub.
Yes.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Yes.
Do they lose circulation in their legs? How do you get up
you
and walk around?
I don't think
you can walk around.
You can't stand up and walk around.
Well, then don't you lose circulation?
The guy actually said it was the most peaceful thing he's ever done in his life, but maybe he's just different.
How long does it last? Like, if things go
down. I don't know.
To get down
but the
there,
point
right?
he made was, is like,
it's like 2
this
hours.
This bottom of the ocean is jet black. It's and he says if you lose any type of electrical connection or
you're
power,
done, right?
He says the inside of the vessel is going to be dark as well. He said he can't imagine the terror.
I can't imagine.
Having been in it and been calm enough to handle it, enjoy it.
I mean, what's the heating element down there? I mean, being down that low, you're probably, it's
freezing.
Cold.
Yeah. And at this point, the current is probably just.
Caution
right, I mean, if
thing,
you it's just who knows what the current's
bouncing
doing.
You everywhere.
This is ridiculous.
Dude. Nightmare.
And by the way, as you guys all said too, like the thing, the controller is a $30 controller.
I don't understand
He said all of it, all of the stuff. The article said is basically it's not been approved by any governing body.
Just like a half-ass operation.
Yeah.
And I can't. I don't know.
There's not enough money in the world you could give me to get into that.
No.
Thing.
I said to Waddle, I go, would you let Gio drive a go-kart with that sort of steering apparatus?
Probably not.
No, like the answer is
on
no.
On an empty track.
The answer is no, and yet people are going down to the bottom of the ocean sealed with that sort of steering apparatus.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And you
think
can't
about
get
that.
Out from the inside. You have to be... believe it has to be opened from the outside. And the thing doesn't have really a motor. What it has is, if I understood it correctly, it gets dropped into the ocean basically.
With weights on it. Are you kidding me?
And the you know, it needs a vessel to take it out and drop it, and it needs a vessel to retrieve it.
How does it surface, though?
That I don't know.
If it doesn't have propulsion, a propulsion system, how would it surface?
The air inside the thing, the canopy, would then use to go
in. Is that what they do?
They release it.
Like if you took an empty milk carton and you put a weight thing on it and you suppress it, when you release the weights,
I guess you're right. That makes sense.
The milk carton would rise to the top.
That's what makes sense. So it sinks with
the help of weight.
The help of the weight. Then
you release
discards the weight. And then it comes
jettison
back.
The weight.
I got you, because the weight is inside. All right, that makes sense. and then it just slowly comes back.
And of
back
course,
up.
You take down there, you take some food, some drink, and a dildo, right?
Yeah, of I mean, course. Like, why wouldn't
Sylvie,
you?
I mean,
course.
Sylvie's
and,
trip.
And the Fistmaster.
Dildo's for everyone.
That's your thing.
The Fistmaster 5000. That you're going to
that's why you don't participate Mr. in the video. Mr. You're sitting Fister. On a dildo.
I have a dildo, right?
Mr.
Fucking weirdo.
I don't know. It's crazy. All right, what are we hard for? I know what Sylvie's hard for. Waddle's dildo and...
I'm Italy. Hard for getting the fuck out of here and going to South Carolina.
You
my
both.
Happy place.
I'm a little jealous.
Like think about this. Staying? Monday night. I'm
4 days, 5 days.
Nice.
Kiwa Island.
Yeah.
Monday night at
playing golf
at this time. Because yeah. What? Three what times. Are they? 7, 8 hours ahead of time.
Italy's Rome's probably 8 hours ahead right now.
It no, is seven.
Is it seven?
Seven. Just come back.
Oh, yeah, Rome was just there.
So, like Monday night at this time.
Yeah, they're 7 hours.
Monday at this time, I'll be drinking wine.
Yes,
I'm eating pasta, eating pizza, in the middle of Rome.
I have a list.
I can't
things,
fucking wait.
A so list jealous. Of things. My wife and I are at the top of the list is to go back to Italy, and I can't wait to go
and go to Spain while you're at it. Spain's
there's so many. There. And Yurko, like so many people, continue to tell me. I got my back waxed the other day too.
Yeah,
the latest person. Yeah. Not that they weren't telling me that. Mm-hmm. The latest person was telling me again. The beaches of Croatia that everyone keeps
the
saying.
Islands, the islands, kid.
My daughter went 3 years ago, says it's one of the most beautiful places she's ever
and
been.
And less
in her
expensive.
Life.
And
much less expensive.
Yes, go to Croatia.
Have you guys been to Rosemary in the West Loop? It's Croatia.
No.
Oh,
is
my
it?
God. You want to talk about a dining experience? Go there.
Go
Italian
there, really?
Croatian
is it new?
Chef. Within the last year, very popular. It's fantastic. I told Yurko. I don't think I've
ever eaten. Specific Croatian.
Well, it's
food.
Like Italian or Greek food. I mean, it's Mediterranean food. It's a lot of fish. It's all small plates. So you share everything. It's a lot of fish on the menu. Shareable stuff.
Sylvie ain't sharing his food, so.
It comes out that way. You guys,
octopus. They got octopus there.
It is fan-fucking-tastic.
They got chivas
love
there.
Octopus.
Next time you're looking for a place in the wet, like Fulton Market, go to Rosemary.
They grill that octopus.
Oh, dude.
Little charred.
And you're going to get it, Sylvie. I'm jealous. Fucking jealous.
Yeah, I am too.
What are you hard for, Yerk?
Well, I'm hard for the Independence Day.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're hard for the race?
I got a big fucking rager for Independence Day, man. Can't wait to see the fireworks. I mean, a professional fireworks.
That's
I
a
myself,
couple of weeks away.
I don't waste money on fireworks.
Yeah, isn't it? It's not like
still hard for it. Doesn't make a difference.
I get fireworks. I get them in Wisconsin on the way back.
You're going to be hard for a couple of
crazy
weeks.
Crazy Kaplan.
Yeah, nothing wrong with
it's
that.
A different place in Wisconsin.
You better take some Blue Chew if you're going to stay hard for 2.5 weeks.
I mean, you know, some guys need dildos. I'll just be hard myself.
I don't know who needs a dildo. I got to be honest
right
with you.
Right over here.
I'm hard for...
the Cubs, right?
No. Definitely not.
No?
I'm playing golf next week twice for the first time, but I'm not really hard for it. I don't love golf anymore like I used to.
I went through that phase as well, but it'll come back.
Right, it'll come back. I know it'll come back. Waddle's right. It will.
Yes.
It's the end of June and I haven't played. I'm playing in, you know, we have the station outing at Seven Bridges Tuesday. I'm playing, I am off next Thursday to play in the annual Rob Caranda Scholarship.
Are you taking video of us, you dick?
I don't know what he's doing. I'll be at the course. I'll be at the course I grew up caddying at Naperville Country Club for the annual Rob Caranda Scholarship Foundation Award.
I drove
Award.
By that the other day on the way to our thing.
Yes,
it looks awesome.
Right there. That's where I caddied. And
really?
I worked in the back room there, yeah. I'll be there next Thursday. I love that event because it remembers a great family friend of ours who died way too young. And all my brother's buddies will be out there. That's always fun to see the family and to be there. So I'm looking forward to that. I'll be a little golf. I'm playing with my dad and one of my brothers next week.
Downtown Naperville.
So that's
that
fun. It's just crazy.
Unbelievably
crazy.
Cool.
I wanted to move there. I told you.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And I drove around that whole community, the college. What is it? North Central?
North Central College.
Like, it's the cool neighborhood there. And just there's so many different parts of Naperville.
It's huge. It's like you guys were talking about it on the air.
It's the third largest
Aurora
community.
Aurora's still bigger.
Yeah, I think
it's
number three in the state of
Illinois.
It's
like 150,000
people. I love it.
Now.
It reminded me a lot of like how I like Scottsdale.
Yeah.
Where Scottsdale is this big suburb, but it's got so many places to eat and so many cool places to live.
Downtown Naperville's nice. It's very vibrant. There's a lot to do down there. The Riverwalk's beautiful. And it's crazy. 30 years ago, even we moved there in 1987. We moved there from Berwyn. And that river, do you know Bob Odenkirk wrote? So, you guys know Bob Odenkirk wrote the Matt Farley,
the
Matt Foley.
Yeah.
Down by the river. He wrote that based on like the riffraff that used to hang out.
Really?
It was like Skid Row back in the day before Naperville really blew up in the late 80s and 90s. And Bob. Bob's older. I went to high school with Bob's youngest sister, and Bob's got to be 10 years older than us, I bet. I mean, by the time I met Sue, he was already long gone. He was already in New York. He was writing for SNL. So he's at least 10 years older than us. But he wrote that based on what Naperville was like when he was a kid, like when he was a teenager. Wow. And that's the kind of people that you'd find down there, and that's how he wrote that
skit. In a van.
Living in a van down by the river.
Top 10. It's Saturday Night Live skit of all time.
No doubt, Tommy. No doubt about it. And Farley is, like, nobody could have done it like Farley, and it was just a brilliant concept by Odenkirk.
By the way, Odenkirk's one of the most fun interviews I think we've ever
done. Yeah, he was great when he was on.
And he told the story about him dying.
The heart attack, yeah.
He was great with you guys.
Yeah.
He's
by the way, can I pub that if you're listening to this before Friday afternoon, we're going to be at Cody's in Lakeview, 2 o'clock, 2 to 6. Yeah, that's our guy, Matt Hayes.
Man.
We
love
met
him.
Matt when he was at Lottie's. Yep. He would take care of us. He has his own place now at Cody's. It is awesome. Dog friendly. Complimentary food off the grill for all of our fans. This is comp. They've got brats. They've got chicken. They've got burgers for all of the Waddle and Sylvie fans. We're giving away Red Sox, White Sox tickets.
Nice.
So, yeah, Miller Ice Cold, Miller Light. It's going to be fantastic. Cody's in Lakeview, 2 to 6.
Summer in the city. Come on.
And we're broadcasting from their outdoor beer garden.
I love that.
An outdoor broadcast. Going to be 83 and sunny.
Beautiful. I'm hard for this weather. It's finally great. All right, boys. BlueChew.com. Month supply free. Use the promo code Unhinged. Thank you to Blue Chew, our title sponsor. You both have great vacations. Waddle, have fun. Sylvie, have like the best time ever.
And thanks for listening to Crosstalk Unhinged. This is the final episode. Good night, everybody.
Yurko and I will be back
Fired
next week. Why don't you go fuck yourself, Tommy?